Olympic Diary by Amanda Borden. March 22, 1996. Growing up, I couldn't decide which sport I liked the best. My first sport was t-ball. I wasn't very good. I had trouble hitting the ball and even more trouble catching it. So I moved on to soccer. I was pretty good at that, but I got bored when I didn't have the ball. Then came ballet. When I saw the girls leaping and jumping in beautiful tutus, I fell in love. I really enjoyed dancing and performing. But after many recitals and shows, I was ready for a new challenge. A friend of the family suggested gymnastics. Wow, did my life change. I was 7 years old when I started and absolutely intrigued with Mary Lou Retton. I watched her in the 1984 Olympics and thought she was amazing. I never really thought I could do those things she did or even have a chance to be in the Olympics like she was. All I knew is that it looked like a lot of fun. In the beginning, I practiced 1 hour one day a week. That lasted 1 week. My coaches moved me up to training 2 hours a day, 3 days a week. I was in the junior elite testing program, where they measured physical strength and flexibility as well as basic gymnastic skills. If your scores were high enough, you qualified for a national level training camp. I went to Tennessee for a week. It was my first time away from home and I didn't like it. By the time I was 10, gymnastics had become a part of me. I was in the gym 12 hours a week and loving every minute of it. I began competing at the compulsory level, traveling around my home state of Ohio, as well as Kentucky, Indiana, and Michigan. My family went along. My older brother, Brian, usually brought a friend to play in the hotel. Amanda began training with a new coach and soon qualified for the USA Championships. I was training really hard for the biggest competition of the year, but 12 weeks before the meet, I broke my elbow. The doctor said I could compete as long as I let it heal, so I had my arm in a cast for 6 weeks. But when the doctor gave me the okay to start again, I pulled my hamstring. I know it sounds like bad luck. I couldn't compete, so I began to get my body healthy again for the next year. I was now 15 and had to compete at the senior elite level. That meant going up against all the big guys like Kim Zmeskal. I made the U.S. Championships and did great, finishing 5th. That qualified me for the 1992 Olympic trials. It wasn't until that point that I realized I really had a chance to make the Olympic team. I had a really good competition and finished 7th. 7 girls make the Olympic team, so you would have thought that I would have been in Barcelona. Well, I wasn't. There were a lot of politics involved, but to make it short and sweet, they put 2 injured athletes who didn't compete at the trials on the team and bumped Kim Kelly and me off. It was disappointing, but life goes on. I didn't quit. At the end of 1995, Amanda broke her toe and her hand. Once again, she had to stop training and competing to allow her body to heal. April 12, 1996. 4 weeks ago, I got the go-ahead to start practicing again, and let me tell you, I was more than ready to get back on the mat. I began training, and slowly, I got everything back. 2 weeks later, I was able to compete at the Budget Olympics Invitational, United States versus France. It was going to be my first competition in a year. I was so excited I could not wait. I flew to Miami and had a wonderful time. The women were only able to compete on bars, beam, and floor, and you didn't have to compete in every event if you didn't want to. We had 4 people on the team, and 3 had to compete in each event. I had planned on competing on the beam and the floor. The day before the competition, I was asked to compete on bars. I'd only been practicing for 2 weeks, but I was honored to compete for the USA. The competition was great. On bars, I got a 9.725. I had to water down my routine a little because I had not been training for my full routine, so I was pleased with that score, even with an easy dismount. We then went to the beam. I was 2nd up and extremely confident. I went up and rocked a set. My score was 9.775. Our next event was the floor. I have a new routine and was excited to let everybody see it. I had to water down my tumbling passes, too, because I didn't have enough time to get them ready. My first pass was a double Arabian, which is 2 flips in the air and a half twist on the first flip. I had a little too much energy and ran out of bounds, but I was happy to be on my feet. My second pass was a 2.5 twist. That went great. I finished with a front full punch front, and that was good, too. I received a 9.512, which isn't the best score I've ever received, but I was happy to be back in competition. I did it. I had a great meet. It felt so good. I was back. The people still remembered me, and I did wonderfully. I look back now, and the injuries seem so small. When I had to deal with them, I felt like I was holding the world. After I competed, I felt I was on top of it. Unfortunately, everyone goes through tough times, but those tough times only make the good times even better. You may think I've had my share of bad luck. I have thought about that at some times too. But when I look back on my gymnastics career, the places I've been, the people I've met, and the things I've learned, the good far outweighs the bad. Of course, I would never like to have a deal with problems, but I know that would only make me a better person. Amanda's Olympic dream finally came true. In 1996, at the Olympic trials in Boston, Amanda claimed one of the 7 spots on the women's gymnastic team. July 21st, 1996. What a whirlwind I've been on since that Olympic trials. We arrived in Atlanta at 1:30 p.m. and had processing, which took 7 hours. We received lots of great clothes and other goodies. We were also measured for Olympic uniforms, which we'll receive later. We finally got to our home at Emory University at 9 p.m. We're staying in a fraternity house until we are competing, and then we can move into the Olympic Village after that. JC and I are rooming together, sharing a bathroom with Shannon Miller. We decorated our room to make it a little more homey. Training is going very well. We train at a private club, except when we have podium training. Tuesday, we had 22,000 cheering fans at our training. I was totally overwhelmed. You just can't imagine the feeling. Here we are in the Georgia Dome, and the dream team will be using the other side. I'm hoping to meet some of them. Too bad Michael Jordan isn't here. Oh well. I was honored by being named captain of our team. I think we'll do just great. Everyone gets along so well and supports each other. Here's hoping we bring home the gold. Amanda Borden and her teammates did bring home the gold medal in 1996. The picture on page 559 shows the 1996 women's team after receiving their gold medals.